Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Purolator oil, air, and cabin air filters. Nothing gets by us. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and other fine retailers.
Hello, and welcome to the Variety Radio Online. We are dedicated to bringing you news, reviews, and interviews from the world of entertainment. I'm Michelle. Tonight, we have Bailey Chase. He'll be joining us, and we'll be talking about his role of Branch on the A&E hit series Longmire. Welcome, Bailey.
Thank you.
We've got some wonderful questions from some Twitter fans, so I'd like to start out and ask a couple of those. One of the first ones that actually came up several times was, what are the challenges or rewards with filming Longmire on real location versus studios?
The challenges are is the weather, the unpredictability of, we never really know what we're going to get. There's a saying in New Mexico, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. So that's very true here, and I hear it's also very similar in Wyoming. The weather's constantly changing. So that creates an obstacle in certain regards, but if you look at it in a positive light, it just it adds a lot to the show in terms of authenticity. And, we just, if it snows, we play it. If it rains, we play it. Went on a beautiful hike the other day, and it was like 90 degrees and sunny on the way up, and on the way down, it was like 6 degrees and hailing. So, we just kind of roll with the punches. And for me, in terms of the acting side of it, it's great to actually be out there in the elements. I've never done anything in front of a green screen, but I would think that would be just a lot harder to do because it's all fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it has to be beautiful just to be able to walk out each day and see the country.
It is, it's interesting. It's pretty brown here in the city of Santa Fe, but once you get 20-30 minutes outside, it's a completely different ecosystem. And we shoot up in Pecos a lot. We were up there yesterday, and that looks like parts of Montana that I've been to. So it's quite beautiful.
Sheriff Longmire and Branch, as we all know, there's no love lost here. Do you think they'll ever see eye to eye?
That's a good question. And, I don't want to give away too much. Walt and Branch probably have more in common than one would think initially.
Mm-hmm.
We're obviously, both cops, and one sheriff, the other one wants to be sheriff, and we're both from Durant, Wyoming. And, we live by our own moral codes. I think the real difference is, my father.
yeah.
Walt didn't have to deal with that. But also, the main difference is probably life experience. And Walt has been through a lot more. And in a lot of ways, it just makes him better. Branch doesn't see that just yet, but I definitely do respect Walt, and I think he's a great cop, which is actually great for me as a character because it gives me a lot more to play and to draw upon. So the writers have given me a great gift with that.
You kind of have going on Walt old school versus Branch new school, and even kind of with technology, the way they do things, the way they see things. Much like a parent and a child with, a new generation. So you kind of see that with these two, with the technology and the different things with the old style and new style.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I drive around with a computer in my car and, I got the iPhone and, I'm always wanting to bring the feds in and get help from them and use their technology. And, Walt's on his, CB. Driving around his 80s Bronco, and it is a really nice juxtaposition between old school and new school.
Right. Now, Branch, you know, headed for that sheriff's office there, do you feel like how much of it is Branch or how much of it is his father pushing him?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like it's a little bit of both, whereas Walt has is living his destiny. You know, he's on his path, and Branch is still at a stage in his life where he's becoming his own man more and more by the day. But yet he's still searching. You know, I'm looking for love, and I'm trying to work my way up to Fair Jane at work, and you know, so I'm still searching, whereas Walt is already there. And then you had asked me in a previous question, I went on the long diatribe, but I think eventually Walt and Branch may see eye to eye, not right away, but there are defining moments in life and, you know, in the story that will happen where it will just be two guys in a room. And I look forward to that, actually. That will be a nice evolution for the characters.
Very cool. I know they are digging definitely deeper in the characters this season. With Vic, we see she's got some major secrets going on. Is there any... Can we expect, or do you think there's any Branch secrets or skeletons that might be coming out of his closet?
You know, we all got them. I think we'll see Vic sooner than later. And, you know, I'm excited for that part of the story to come out for Katie.
Yeah.
You know, she has definitely earned it and has just kind of been tagging along with Walt for a while now. And, you know, we've gotten a little bit of a glimpse into her past and what happened in Philadelphia. And we'll see more of it by the end of the season. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited about that storyline, too. Some of the Twitter fans wanted to know, do you think you guys may ever have a fan day on site, on set?
Oh, well, I hope so. I know we have something... I have a friend who works at Croc Cares, and on July 2nd, we have some Native kids who are coming down to the set, and they're going to do a big shoe giveaway for underprivileged Native kids. So that's a really exciting thing that's coming up in a couple weeks. But in terms of fans getting on the show or coming down the set, I guess that's a little above my pay grade, but I think it's a great idea. So, you know.
We'll tell the fans to stay on Twitter about it, and maybe they'll get somewhere. So you never know with Twitter.
you know, and that actually has been a great thing that A&E has done this season versus last. They've done a lot more on Twitter and Facebook, and you know, all the social media outlets. And so they monitor that stuff. So you know, the fans get going. You know, A&E will see it, and you know, we'll probably have that.
Cool.
Have you all come doing walk-ons and stuff?
Yeah, no, I mean, walk-ons are just even allowed to experience watching it. You know, I'm here in Georgia, and they filmed some shows in Georgia, and I've went to just watch some filming, and it's a neat experience for a fan to be able to see that, to watch their favorite actors, you know, take 100 takes and get frustrated but get happy and everything.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Is there any funny stories from behind the set that you could share with us, with Katie and Robert, or any of them? Katie's a mess, I know. I've spent some time with her here in Atlanta. So.
Yeah, she's a hot mess. I like saw
her.
You know, the great thing about Robert is that he seems to be having a lot more fun this year. It's really loosened up and... so it's great to see that side of him, you know, behind the scenes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, as you know, Katie's a total character. So it's been a lot more lighthearted on set this season, I guess. And, it's cool to be part of a hit show and, you know, the ratings are great. And the fans are awesome.
Yeah.
So we're having a ball.
Good. That's great. This is kind of more personal kind of questions, nothing major. I understand you played at a college sport here in the South. What sport did you play?
I played football.
You played football for Duke, correct?
I did.
I'm, like I said, I'm here in Georgia, so we're college sports here in the South.
Yeah.
I have a question. What took you from being a sports athlete, football player, jumping over to acting? I mean, it's kind of a big leap sometimes when you think about it, but then I'm sure there may be some transitions. What took you through that change?
Sometimes life makes choices for us, and like most kids who get athletic scholarships to college, we think we're gonna play in the pros, and I fully went to Duke thinking that after that I would go play in the NFL, and then once I got there, everybody was a little bit bigger, a little bit faster. And it became pretty clear pretty quick that the NFL was not my future. And I fell back on my boyhood dream of acting. So I just, I stayed there because I was still enjoying football, and Duke was a good time and a great education. And, as soon as my 4 years were up, I packed up the Jeep and my dog, and we headed to L.A.
Wow, yeah. Duke is a great college. My husband went to Tech, Georgia Tech. So, those are both great schools. So,
Thank you. Another ACC school.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's hard to lead that college sport no matter where you are, too, isn't it?
No, I know. I watch Duke games to this day, and I can't sit down. I'm standing in front of TV yelling. It's obnoxious, but I can't help myself.
Something about those college sports. I'll have a question. What is the best golf course that you've ever played on, or that you maybe really enjoyed?
Pebble Beach.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing like looking over your shoulder and seeing the ocean and. That course just had so much history. I love it. I love everything about it. You walk, you play with caddies. It's awesome.
Very cool. What is playing on your MP3 player right now?
Nothing.
Nah.
you know the last song I just downloaded, I was listening to it all day. What's the name of that band? They it's like the Florida Georgia Line with Nelly. And, I'm trying to go back to see what the song is. I'm going to come up with it right here. Cruise.
Ah, gotcha.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. It took me a second when you were saying it. I was like, who is he talking about?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, come on, Georgia girl. It's like Florida Georgia Line.
When you said that, I was like, who is he talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't get starstruck very often, but I ran into Nelly when I was in New York like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he was walking through the lobby of the hotel. I was like, damn, yeah, that's Nelly. It was cool. It was just a cool, like, moment, because I see actors all the time. But to, like,
right.
see, it's really nice.
That's cool.
It's fun. Yeah.
For the fans to keep up with you, I would love for you to share with us, to the fans when they listen, your Twitter name, and if you have a Facebook, how can they follow and keep up with you? What's the best ways?
I'm on Twitter at Bailey_Chase, and then I have a fan page on Facebook. But, it's just Bailey Chase.
Okay.
And, I throw a good bit of, like, personal photos and stuff up there and little tidbits on what's going on with work. And then the Twitter is a little higher volume of, like, daily, whatever. And I follow some of my other actor friends and a high school buddy from speaking of Georgia, Chipper Jones, and he and I just kind of reconnected after he retired. And he's got a lot of time on his hands, so I'm enjoying tweeting with him as well.
Oh, very cool.
I'm Bailey Chase, and I love listening to the VRO.
Variety Radio Online would love to say a big thank you to our sponsors. We have Elite Accounting Services, Emporium Custom Leathers, WeHeart TV, iHeart Vampire Diaries, iWatch Mike, Divine Online Design, Heroin TV, Icon, WeHeart Cinema, A Girl Named Nat, Enchanted Con, Crazy Duck Press, and Chaos Custom Things. Again, thank you for being sponsors to the Variety Radio Online.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11/2 to 11/8.